I give you a new commandment. He says, don't do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as I have done. He gives us this perfect, infallible, objective truth to follow. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. It's like, at that point, all right, cool. Love one another. Whatever that means. Then he clarifies it. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another. It's like, oh, darn. If you hadn't said that, we could have done whatever we wanted. We could have kept following the golden rule. He gives us infallible, objective truth to follow. And we've gotta offer that too. You know, the golden rule, it can be good as long as it's grounded in this objective truth. But it's godless apart from it. And anyone can follow it, no matter what you believe. And what does this mean? This call from our Lord to love others as he has loved us? It means that people aren't going to like us. Pretty obvious, right? Only the latest thing being the radical abortion groups attacking all churches? No, the Catholic Church. Very specific. Keep up the good work, everyone. When you're hated, you're on the right track. Well, I mean, sometimes we do bad things and we can be hated for that. But in this case, we're promoting life where, you know, human life begins at conception and we're hated for that. It's like beautiful. It's counted as joy to be found worthy to share in the sufferings of Christ. That's exactly what we're doing. And we really need that same encouragement from St. Paul. You know, he said that he exhorted the brethren, be ready for those sufferings. Be ready for that persecution. It's okay if you experience it. It's actually a good thing. And actually, if you read the context, Paul said that shortly after being stoned. So probably he had some scars, maybe even some scabs on his face, his body, from being stoned. And then that's the one point in Acts where it says they left him for dead. You don't leave someone for dead after stoning them, wondering, you know, whether they're alive or not. Like, there's some belief that Paul was actually raised from the dead at that point. So again, Paul's saying this. He's exhorting the Christians, be ready for persecution, and he knows exactly what he's talking about.